please don't tax us out of town.
In my adult lifetime, this is the first time that I've thought about leaving Kodiak, just because of the increased expenses of things like this.
Sentiments like these were repeated over and over during last week's Borough Assembly meeting by Kodiak residents such as Alexis Kwatchka.
You're going to tax people that have lived in this community for a long time out of this community.
Some residents saw their property values increase by 30 to 40% with the recent property assessments. Haley Ivanoff told the Assembly that her property in Menasha went up $80,000 and no one lives on the property.
At the time of this assessment, it didn't have plumbing, it didn't have electrical, it was not framed. No one's living in it, yet it's worth close to $500,000. We can't afford the taxes when we don't live in the house. I don't know how we're going to be able to afford the taxes when we do live in the house.
Alaska law requires the assessment of Kodiak Island properties to be at full and true value. That means what the property is worth on the open market at any given time. Borough Manager Amy Williams says if the local assessor is not valuing properties at current market values, then the state assessor could get involved. And that is something Williams and the borough would prefer to avoid.
So when you got your notice of value, if you added 20% to that, you could say, oh, that's how much my house might be worth if I sell it. But that's not what the law is. And if we fall too low, the state assessor kind of slaps our knuckles with their ruler, metaphorically, and they say you need to raise your values. And if you don't raise your values to an acceptable level, we will come in and do it for you.
With property assessments and subsequent taxes going up across the borough, the public has called for the borough to do something to reduce the burden on residents, like lower the mill rate. Lowering the mill rate is something the borough assembly is already planning to do. That's because the borough is expecting to exceed its tax cap, given the current tax revenue and mill rate. Here's Assembly Member James Turner.
In order to adjust for that, then we would have to go down to a lower mill rate just so that we can be within our maximum allowable. That's correct?
Yes.
So hopefully people are hearing all of that.
Manager Williams agreed with Turner, reiterating that the borough has a tax cap that prohibits the borough from collecting more property tax in fiscal year 2025 than it collected last fiscal year. But in order to stay below the tax cap, Williams says assembly members have more options than just lowering the mill rate.
They can change exemptions. They can raise senior disabled veterans. We can lower the mill rate. There's a variety of choices that you have.
The Borough Assembly's final decisions on changing the mill rate or taking other actions won't be made until the fiscal year 2025 budget is discussed, which could be weeks away. And property assessments won't be certified until May, according to Williams. In the meantime, Kodiak Island property owners wishing to contest or discuss their property assessments can contact the borough assessor and staff from now until March 29th. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Hovey.